Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Ambit Business Builder conference call. It is Mary Amoivo, national consultant. I'm calling in from Frisco, Texas. Super, super excited tonight to have our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr. on the call. I can tell you the very first time I met Jerry is when we were in the business, but we weren't active. And I was wondering what this business was all about. And I remember hearing him speak for the very first time. And I had the utmost confidence in who he was. I just had such an incredible feeling and discernment about the kind of leader he was. And in the last 12 years of being in Ambit, I've definitely it has way surpassed any hope and expectation I ever had that night.
This is national consultant Richard Amoivo, though. You know, getting to know Jerry over the years is just been fascinating, to say the least. It's, you know, we've had opportunities to be on five-star trips with Jerry. We've sat in various types of business development meetings for the field. It's just been amazing to watch a leader lead. I've always said this, we have a real CEO. We have a strong CEO. We have a man that cares about your family name as much as he cares about his family name. So it's just been wonderful over the years to really be with a great leader. So Jerry, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
We are so super excited. Thank you so much for carving out time. I know it's a super busy time, and so especially now you and Carolyn have a newly expanded family. You added one more grandchild. How was your Christmas holidays with all the babies?
Well, first of all, they were fantastic. Thanks, Mary and Richard. It's so nice to be invited to join you all. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'd like to take a moment to wish everyone a happy holiday season from Carolyn and me. We were able to spend a white Christmas with almost all of our family in the mountains with our new granddaughter. And it was absolutely wonderful. While she doesn't understand exactly what Christmas is all about, we were still able to enjoy the day together with a child that smiles and really brings laughter to all of us. So we love being grandparents, and this Christmas was a wonderful beginning of that new chapter in life, and we hope everybody has just had a wonderful Christmas and is enjoying these holiday seasons.
Well, that's wonderful. That's awesome. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people on the line. Some people have never heard you speak before. Maybe they've seen you on a video. So I want to kind of touch on some questions that I think other people would be interested in as well, especially those that that maybe weren't at Ambition and heard your basically your vision casting speech there. But talking about 2018, what are some of Ambit's, you know, milestones and greatest accomplishments in your eyes that have happened over the past 12 months?
Well, to fill in for those people who didn't happen to be at Ambition, what I spoke about was this brand new age of power, where we're transitioning from an age of energy into age of power. And what I spoke about was the transformation that's taking place around the world, where in both generation and the consumption of electricity, specifically, nations everywhere are trying to reduce the pollution that comes from energy generation. And they're trying to find the least polluting fuel source to match the energy requirement. You know, in some cases, for instance, with coal and heavy fuel oils, they're required for things like smelting aluminum and creating steel. But for so many other processes and industrial needs, electricity works fine. And when it comes to generating electricity, natural gas, nuclear, solar, wind, hydro are cleaner and greener than coal and oil. So to the extent it's financially possible, nations all across the world are really trying to migrate from dirty fuels to cleaner fuels. And to put that in a perspective, for the past 100 years, Shell Energy, who's been our partner in this business for so many years, has had three business pillars. They've had oil, gas, and chemical. That's the predominant sources of their revenue and profitability. And this past year, for the first time in 100 years, they added a fourth pillar, and that was electricity. They feel that 50 years from now, electricity will present a huge portion of their business and will offset a worldwide decline in the consumption of oil and gasoline. And they came out with a white paper that forecasted all new cars sold in China and Europe will be electric vehicles by 2030, and new cars sold in the United States will all be electric by probably 2035. And finally, all new cars sold around the world will likely be electric by 2050. And that's really only 30 years away. And if you look at the largest oil and gas company in the free world, and you have to be focused on that possible eventuality today. You know, inside of Ambit, from the time we started, Chris, John, Lori, and I have always asked the question, a year from now, what will we wish we had started today? And likewise for Shell, they have to be asking the question 30 years from now, what will we wish we had started in, say, 2018? And they see that the peak demand for oil is, you know, in the next 10 years, and the peak demand for gasoline is a few years beyond that. But the peak demand for electricity, in their eyes, will continue to grow throughout the coming century. And there aren't too many products that can make that kind of forecast. And for Ambit, selling electricity and natural gas, the demand will continue to grow in every market we are in for the rest of our lives. And that it can only point in the direction of saying that the best is still yet to come. So that's what we're focused on as we look out into the future and we look backwards at 2018 and our accomplishments and milestones. We had quite a few of them, but you know, people are inclined to look for huge announcements and something really splashy. But for companies that are seeking to be great, companies that want to pursue a continuous improvement cycle that, you know, as we've always said, never let good enough be good enough. Well, for those companies, major milestones for them are often barely detected improvements under the hood, things that you don't really see from a distance. But behind the scenes, there are advancements in our processes and our IT infrastructure that all together make us and enable us to do things better and faster with fewer errors. And when we look at our company, because of our size and because of our scope in over 100 markets, because of our historical pace of growth, as John Burke said, we had a technology deficit. And that's what he always talked about, that we were always trying to catch up to those things that might make us better. And we've had, you know, just like every family, we have a need list and we have a want list. And we always have a fairly disciplined focus on what is next on our list. And we're finally getting through that need list and are beginning to address that want list. And that means, you know, we can't do everything all at once. Sometimes things just have to wait. And what we saw during 2018 is that we were really able to cross off a lot of those items that position us for the future. And that, to me, is really exciting. It may not be noticeable much on the outside, but on the inside, it just means we've relayed our foundation and strengthened it for the continued growth and what we're going to need to be doing in the years to come to be able to provide for each and every one of you. We made some hard decisions this past year that improve our competitiveness. And when our competitors prune and cut their costs to be more competitive, Ambit, too, has to prune and cut our costs and stay in front or at least keep up with them. And this constant anticipation and improvement is a key operational part of what makes Ambit, Ambit. And it's what we focused on in 2018. So to answer your question, Richard, it's critical for what we did for our long-term survival and prosperity. And I think as I look back, our greatest accomplishments were just all these key little things underneath the hood that enable us to keep operating and at peak efficiency as we look forward into 2019. And, you know, when you look at it all together, it's important for each and every one of you that this stuff gets done right so that you never notice that it's actually happening.
You know, I can so appreciate the foresight that you and Chris and all the other executives put into planning our future, because I think that is what has had Ambit grow from year to year. I think, you know, Richard and I do an annual vision trip every year. We work on our goals for the year and we project out to, and since doing that, it's made a huge difference. And I think part of that is we've watched you guys do the same thing over the past 12 years. So super excited to hear that that's always the thought process. What what do consultants have to look forward to in 2019 outside of things just running smoother because you've done more work under the hood, so to speak?
Well, if I answered that, you wouldn't have anything to look forward to at simulcast. So.
Fair enough.
You know, all I can say is that, you know, when we look at simulcast and we look at ambition, you know, we start planning literally 6 months to a year in advance. And that's the same thing that's happened right now. Our path isn't wavering. We're continuing to look at each market that we're in and see what we can do better to help you all become more successful. And one of our core differentiators and advantages that we have over a lot of our competitors is our internal technology. And our intent is to continue to use that technology platform and its advancements to differentiate Ambit from everybody else. And that differentiation is both from a value to a customer perspective, as well as from innovations in the marketplace. So that's what we're really excited about in 2019. And stay tuned, because it'll be around the corner.
Well, there's so many rumors flying around, because we do have simulcast, obviously, around the corner. Is there, I don't want to say any insight, but really more, why do you think the simulcast event that you guys started doing several years ago is so critical for consultants to be a part of?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the rumors are that you've heard. All I can say is nothing beats hearing the announcements in real time. And Chris and I talk all the time about our Ambit family. And I know that whenever we have a family reunion, whether it's at Ambition or simulcast or the power trip or even a weekly business presentation, good things happen. And we're able to build and strengthen relationships, you know, when we see each other face-to-face and we're able to smile and laugh with each other, pat someone on the back and congratulate them for reaching a milestone, give them a hug, knowing that, you know, in some cases, some people need it, knowing that something is hurting them inside and letting them know that they have a friend who cares about them. And, you know, all these kind of things are what family members do. And that's why getting together live is so important. Online is the next best thing to being there, but if you can be with others, either at the event or a watching party, that's best of all. And, you know, when you do that, the excitement's higher, and it's a great way to get charged up for 2019. So to the extent you can, please attend live or please join a watch party, and otherwise be online so you get to hear real-time what's going on within Ambit.
You know, I think that's such wise counsel, Jerry, about being there with people. I can tell you, for us, one of the things that's had us become, I would say, you know, fairly good leaders is that we've had the blessing of being around such great leaders, and that's because we've attended all these live events, and it's really iron sharpening iron. And we've had the privilege of watching you and Chris, because you're always looking at how to improve yourself, and every time I'm with you, I'm always asking, what are some recent books you've been reading, and is there anything that you would recommend for consultants? I think people want to know, what does our CEO read for personal growth or for pleasure reading?
Well, I do love to read, and being on airplanes, I never turn on, you know, those little screens. I just sit down and immerse myself in the books. I'm not a good travel companion when I'm up there in the air. I read a lot, and especially biographies. I like biographies about some of our great historical figures, especially those who overcame all odds to win victory. Chris, John, and I are all avid readers, and we share titles and books with each other. And this past year, I finished a book that John recommended to me, and it was William Manchester's third volume on Winston Churchill. It's a huge book. It may be the biggest book I've ever read. It's over 1,000 pages, but I loved it all. And, you know, at the same time, I got through most of books on, you know, biographies on Einstein and U.S. Grant, which are fabulous. But there were some smaller books that I've read along the way. One of them is by a man named Robert Kagan, who recently wrote a book called The Jungle Grows Back, America in Our Imperiled World. It's not long. It's only about 150 pages. But it's a fascinating read on this perspective of our world order. He goes back 75 years to the end of World War II and lays out why the world has progressed and prospered at an unprecedented level since the end of the war. And he gives credit to the role the United States has played as the strongest nation in the world while protecting and supporting liberal economies and governments. And his fear is that if the U.S. withdraws and no longer fills that role, that possible bad actors will fill the vacuum as they have in the past. And that was led to terrible consequences. We saw the vacuum being created at the end of World War One. And what his perspective is that America has a needed role in the world and one that we shouldn't hastily withdraw from. We might tweak, yes, but surrender, no. And, you know, you look at this, and it just kind of keeps in perspective all the things that are going on around the world today. And coming back to the U.S., I know there's a lot of concern because of the volatility of the stock markets in 2000, you know, that we just went through. And it's something that we've seen more volatility, and, you know, there's people like to talk about this as the worst this or the worst that or the bleakest this and bleakest that, and we haven't seen anything like this since the Great Depression. Well, you know, I hear it and I see it, but we encountered these same concerns about our markets back in 2008 and 2009 during what is now being referred to as the Great Recession. And first of all, when you look at Ambit during these volatile times, we're really lucky. We're fortunate. Ambit is in a recession-resistant industry. Almost everyone will continue to buy electricity and natural gas, no matter what their financial situation might be. And when you look at it, who wants to give up, you know, charging our cell phones, laptops, TVs, appliances, lights, you know, go on and on, air conditioning, heating? They all depend on electricity. And back in 2008 and 2009, we never saw any drop in usage because of the economy. Usage is almost always was tied to weather, to the heat and to the cold. And secondly, when we look at what happened back then and compare it to where we are today, there seems to be a disconnect right now between the economy and the stock market. Our economy has rarely been in better shape in our lifetimes in terms of employment numbers and the recent growth in wages. The American economy is booming. It's incredibly strong. We're growing at a faster pace than at any time we've seen in the last 11 years. And while there are uncertainties in different markets around the world, challenges are always going to be out there. But I would bet on the strength of the U.S. economy over any other economy in the world. We're on, the United States, without any doubt, is an exceptional nation in terms of our people, our natural resources, our innovation, our capital markets, our medical advances, our willingness to take risks and try new things and try new products. So this economy is very, very strong right now in spite of the volatility that we're seeing in the stock market. And finally, if ever, you know, we did see a recession that might lead to greater unemployment, well, that really increases the pool of potential Ambit consultants who would be looking for a way to increase their income or replace lost income. Ambit would be a great place for them. Please don't mistake me. I'm not encouraging this to happen. I don't want to see that happen. But when you look at it, electricity is a great product to be selling during these times. And other, you know, offering people a way to increase their income or replace income loss is great as well. So when you pull all this stuff together, Ambit's in a fortunate position in a fortunate time. And that was a very long-winded answer to your question, what books am I reading? But it all ties together. It's just we're in a good spot at this point in time, and I'm excited about 2019 as it comes forward.
I think it was a great long answer to that question, Jerry, because I think that there's a lot you can glean from books, and I think if you're not submersing yourself and exposing yourself to different things and ideas, you don't get that ability to just learn and grow your thought process. You know, I couldn't agree with you more about America being a great place to live and be, and being in this economy after living in Japan for 18 months. We loved living in Japan, but there are certainly no place like home. I mean, there are certain things that we enjoy here in America that we have taken for granted, and now that we've lived overseas for a year and a half, we no longer take some of those things for granted.
Sure.
But certainly, as a consultant, do appreciate how much you and Chris and Jerry, I mean, and John read, because it does affect our business. I mean, I think you guys are. I think one of the longest books I've ever attempted to read was something that Chris recommended to me 10 years ago. So apparently something's ever changed.
You know, go ahead, sir.
Name of that book? Do you remember the book?
I think it was Divine Conspiracy.
Oh, okay,
I think so.
Okay,
yeah. You know, I think that's all. You know, the way you talked about the economy and everything. I mean, we've lived through a recession with building Ambit, and we used to say it was recession proof, but it never got tested, and then it got tested, and we thrived. And obviously, it was during that period of time where Ambit hit Inc. 500 number one spot, right? So, and remained on that list many years. So, right now, when you look at Chris will be on next week. We're going to talk a little bit more maybe about the marketing aspect of the business. But, as the CEO, you're focused on the finances and things like that. What do you see in the marketplace of electricity and natural gas of where else can Ambit go? And I don't necessarily mean a new market, but as deregulation gets more and more mature, what are some avenues that Ambit can tap into also and create other, lack of a better word, channels, other ways to generate revenue?
There's things we've done in the past that were very successful for us during the times. That's when we were being opportunistic. And we will be opportunistic again as we set up into 2019, because we see the environment setting itself up much as it did back in 2008. And Chris may talk more toward this and next week, and if he doesn't, he will at Simulcast. But there are just opportunities in the marketplace as you continue to step out there. And then there's the whole side of what brings value to consultants and what brings value to customers. And obviously, if customers like your product better than other products, that's good for everybody in the entire organization, from Ambit to the consultants all the way down to the customers. And that new product innovation is what is made possible because the technology that we've spent 12 years working on and using to define who Ambit is. And we have technology that is so far superior to our competitors, it gives us opportunities to do things that other people can't even talk about or it can't even touch on. We introduced the Guaranteed Savings Plan up in New York back in 2007, early 2007, I think. And not until the end of last year, 11 years later, did anybody else jump up, only because they had to, and say, we can provide guaranteed savings. And so it was one of those things that we had a 10, 11-year advantage on in the marketplace. And to this day, we're offering it in more places to more customers than any other company out there. And the same holds true for free energy. The same holds true for some other products that we've introduced in the past down here in Texas. I mean, there's just enormous opportunities if you can do things that other people can't, that our consumers see value in. And that's what we're going to see come out more in 2019 because of the groundwork that we've been laying in 2018. So it's an exciting time for us. As we step out there and see what we might be able to do next year in testing new products that we don't think other people can quickly follow. And that's just where you have a differentiator in the ambit in the investment we made in technology over the past decade that others really didn't see. When we introduced ourselves back in 2006, we said operationally we're a data processing company. That's going to be the core of what we do. That's going to be our crown jewel, and that's going to be the key differentiator, the qualitative differentiator between us and everybody else in the marketplace. And people really didn't understand it then. But all of a sudden, Ambit took a trajectory and started growing faster and in more places than anybody else in the marketplace and introducing new products than anybody else in the marketplace. And we've grown to a size, we've grown in scope farther beyond everybody else out there, and it all has come because of the, you know, the foundation we laid in building our IT department, which required a disciplined approach inside the entire Ambit organization. But it's what's teed us up to be Ambit, and that's what we're excited about continuing to do as we move forward into 2019.
You know, Richard and I have been involved with Ambit now going on 12 years, and we've watched the company really just be consistent in all the things we've done. You know, the innovation has definitely been a key part of our DNA of our company. And, you know, I always watch companies as they grow from a small company to a medium-sized company to a large company and then a very large company. A lot of times, something about the culture gets diluted as they grow from a small company to a very large company. But one of the things I've noticed is we've been able to maintain a very unique culture, not just at corporate, but really in the field, too. As a CEO, Jerry, what would you say is something as leaders and up-and-coming leaders that we can do to help maintain the culture that we have worked so hard to build in our company?
Well, first of all, there's an attitude. And that attitude, you know, I recently was interviewed by Direct Selling News, and I said only the paranoid survive. And it's not a term I coined, but it's certainly something that I take to heart. And that if you don't have a little bit of fear about the future, then you're in the wrong place, because there's always younger, there's always more aggressive, there's always more ambitious people in the marketplace trying to take away from what you've been able to grow and build. And so to that extent, to those people who become complacent, to those people who just want to sit on their laurels and just take for granted that the future is going to be just like the past just because we've been so successful, you know, those people are blind to what's really coming at them. And that's one of those things that John, Chris, Lori, and I have stayed focused on, is never taking for granted anything as we step into the future because of the success that we might have had in the past. So it keeps us on edge. And secondly, we've got a very young organization. These are young people who have come to Ambit because of the opportunity for them to grow and expand their horizons and to come up with, you know, innovations in technology and processes and systems and ideas that not every company has the resources to invest in. So they're excited about being there, and we would lose them if we just decided to, you know, become lazy and sit back and do nothing. And that's what, you know, they push us, we push them, and together we keep pushing forward to do things that other people haven't done before that we think are cool and really might help Ambit grow. And then lastly, it's the culture. And you referred to this, Mary, just a second ago. It's the kind of a people you attract and retain in the organization. John, when we first started Ambit, turned to us and said, look, I'll be able to build a department that can build whatever you want, but you have to prioritize it, and you have to tell us exactly what you want and how it should work. And his comment was basically, you can have a wish list that are 1,000 items long, but, you know, given the resources that you're allocating to me, I may be only able to, you know, work on half a dozen or two dozen or three dozen of those 1,000 items that you have on your wish list. So you're going to have to break them apart. There's going to be your needs, and there's going to be your wants and your wishes. And so from that perspective, you have to engage the entire organization, and everybody in it has to participate in the process of identifying what we need, what it has to look like, how it's going to work, how it's going to be processed, where we're going to get the information, how we're going to present it, how it's going to help our consultants, how it's going to help our customers, how it's going to help our people. All these things have to come together, and it's not the IT department who dreams them up, although they contribute to how it's going to work. It's the organization itself who has to come together to really identify what those needs are and how everything functions. And when you have that kind of an organization that never lets good enough be good enough, that constantly wants to innovate and do things better, that is always dreaming up how can we make things improve and work faster, you know, that's when you begin to attract and retain a different breed of, you know, people that come into the business, and people who really accept that this is our DNA and this is where we want to go. and they understand, you know, just what our core values are, that we never want to sacrifice integrity for growth, and that we want to be the finest and most respected. And those are the kind of people that we have been able to attract to Ambit over the last dozen years that have really differentiated us in the marketplace. And when you strip it all back, when you compare one company to another, bottom line, the most important differentiator are the people inside the organizations. They're the ones who make Ambit great, or they're the ones who enable Ambit to do things that other people can't do. And so that's what we've tried to do for all the years of our existence. Attract great people, constantly be innovating, constantly be improving, constantly being able to build on top of the past successes that we've had, never taking anything for granted, never becoming, you know, complacent in what we do, and never just assuming that, you know, the future is easy because nobody else can keep up with us, but always having a little bit of fear out there that somebody else is trying to pass us, and take away our customers, and take away our growth opportunities because they're working harder at it than we might be. So we still work very hard every day, and we still are out there pushing ourselves to continue to create new opportunities for everybody inside of Ambit.
That's amazing. You know, we've obviously covered a lot of ground tonight, and I know everyone's gotten a tremendous amount of value. You know, is there any some final thoughts or comments as we wrap up the call? Because you want to leave the consultants that took time out of their day, and you took time out of your day to invest in this, that you'd want to leave with them?
Well, thank you for asking and giving me the opportunity, especially during this Christmas season over the holidays. This morning, when Carol and I were in church, the homily was about how much we have all grown over the years, and it suddenly sparked me into thinking about, you know, how much we have all grown since Ambit was started. And Chris, John, and I have seen that growth with each other, and certainly with all of you and everybody on this phone. We've seen singles become couples and married. We've seen young adults fresh out of school join Ambit, get married, start families. We've seen older adults retire and start new chapters in their lives. We've seen the blessings of couples becoming parents and parents becoming grandparents. And we've witnessed happiness, sadness, tragedies, joys, everything. And along the way, we've seen growth in everyone. And I guess, talking about what you just asked, Richard, my hope and prayer for everyone in our Ambit family is that 2019 will bring that continued growth, a growth in wisdom, a growth in love, and a growth in relationships. And if we can focus on all of these as we pursue our financial goals, then I'm certain 2019 will be the very best year of all. So Carolyn and I wish everyone a happy new year, and we can't wait to see you again in 2019.
Thank you so much for that, Jerry. I heard you say a few times that, you know, referring it to our Ambit family, it really is our Ambit family. This year we did send out notes to some of our team members and key leaders, and it said, you know, we referred to them as our family. And it really has been that. That has been a great culture. And for those of you on the call that haven't had that experience of feeling like being a part of the Ambit family, stick around long enough. You'll be inducted into the family as well. You'll start to experience that. But I so appreciate you and Carolyn and all that you do that we see, all that you do that we never will ever see, and taking time out during the holiday season, juggling all the kids and the grandbabies. But I'm going to give the field an opportunity to thank you themselves and say goodnight as well. But please give Carolyn our love, and we wish you a very happy new year, and we will see you at Simulcast.
And Richard and Mary, thank you so much for what you all have done, the sacrifices you have made to help build Ambit, not only here but in Japan, and you know, the time you've sacrificed away from your family and all of those friends you have back here at home. We can't thank you enough and appreciate so much of what you've done. And there's others out there I can't even mention and name. There's so many who have done the same in their parts of the world to help build Ambit and help build their Ambit family near them. So thank you to all, and once again, we appreciate you. We hope you've had a wonderful holiday season. We hope everybody's charging up and getting ready for 2019, because it's going to be exciting, and we're going to move forward quickly. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. It's been an honor for us.
Thank you.